This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Testing for coronavirus has become widespread in Ohio, with pop-up stations and drive-through sampling sites. Those labs use a nasal swab to test for an active case of COVID-19. Another type of test is also becoming available. It uses a blood sample to see if you may have already had the disease. But a Cleveland Clinic researcher says this antibody test is not something we should put much faith in. I spoke with Cameron Cadcota. He's medical director of the immunopathology lab at the Cleveland Clinic, which handles coronavirus testing for the hospital system. He explained the difference between the two types of tests.
For COVID-19, there is a direct detection and there's an indirect detection. So direct detection is what's done these days very commonly using nasopharyngeal swabs.
The swab is stuck up your nose and then tested for viral genetic material. It's highly accurate.
The indirect detection is when we look at the immune response to that pathogen, in this case SARS-CoV-2, and look for the proteins that body generates against the virus. Typically, we call them antibodies.
And it's this test that Cadcota questions.
The main problem with antibody testing is the issue with the specificity, meaning generating false positive results. Up to 50% of the cases could potentially be falsely positive.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to more than a dozen antibody tests, which are now offered by testing labs across the country. Cadcota says any number of common conditions can fool the test, including having had the flu or the flu vaccine, arthritis or other autoimmune diseases, or other respiratory viruses.
But the most important ones are common endemic coronaviruses. There's four of them that they actually did the second most common cause of common cold.
So you can test positive for COVID-19 antibodies even if you've only had a cold. But Cadcota says false positives aren't his main concern about the antibody test.
The kind of elephant in the room is the lack of clinical usefulness. Even if you have a very highly sensitive, highly specific antibody test, you still don't know if that provides protection.
He says there's so little known right now about how the immune system mounts a defense against the coronavirus that we can't be certain that having it once means you're safe from reinfection.
So it's really hard to make a firm conclusion that because you have antibody, that necessarily means you're protected or for how long.
He says that's a real concern because, for example, using antibody data to relax safety protocols or create a registry of immune workers could lull us into a false sense of security.
From every angle you look at this, it's not really something useful.
And Cadcota says it goes beyond just the value of testing. He says our immunity to the novel coronavirus, like resistance to its cousin, the common cold virus, may never be permanent.
We can get infected with those every season or even more than once during a season. And we know, generally speaking, immunity to coronavirus is relatively short-lived. Kind of like influenza that you have to revaccinate every season.
All of this leads, says Cadcota, to the sobering possibility that unlike other successful vaccine programs, a long-lasting shield against the novel coronavirus could prove elusive.
We may never have the vaccine, or if we do, there are other questions if the vaccine is good enough, if the duration of immunity is more than 1 year, so we don't have to repeat it every year. So we don't know the answer to any of those questions.
On the positive side, Cadcota says the simple measures we have in place, like social distancing, wearing masks, hand washing.
As long as these are observed, we should be fine.
Researchers like the Cleveland Clinic's Cameron Cadcota are learning more each day about how the coronavirus attacks our bodies and how our immune system may or may not be able to adequately fend it off.
So we just have to wait and see how it goes.
I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.